case, let's pass.
In that case, let's pass on. South of New Manchester, some distance, south of Watford Gap, in fact, is the city of Cambridge. And although we haven't really heard of what happens in the north, we felt that we ought certainly to hear what happens in Cambridge. And Peter Scheuer is going to speak on the development of aperture synthesis.
I have to apologize on two counts. One is, 1960 is not a sensible place to finish talking about the development of aperture synthesis. Because by aperture synthesis, I mean earth rotation synthesis, as it were, proper synthesis as now thought of. And secondly, during some of the crucial years involved, I was in the Antipodes, and so my research has taken me into the files, which were available to me, unlike Henry, and much of the information comes from that rather than my personal memory, once we get to the final stages of the One Man Telescope. Okay, having said that, aperture synthesis, of course, in some sense began with the very beginnings of radio astronomy. But by the beginning of 1954, one can say that the principles underlying aperture synthesis were well understood.